Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 175. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. Fridays are where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. In case you're wondering why I bother to give advice at all, well, I have my doctorate in public health degree. I also have my master's of public health degree. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing, and a certified health education specialist. I'm also assistant professor and chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University here in San Diego, and I'm a professor at two other campuses here in Southern California. So let's just say nutrition, wellness, these are definitely my passions. Now, if you want to send in a question, stick around until the end of the show, and I'll let you know how you can do that. And just so you know, if you do send in a question, you're entered into small, special raffles to win books from us. So that's a little bonus for you. Now, as I mentioned, today is St. Patrick's Day, which is celebrated here in the U.S., and it just so happens to be my sister's birthday. So wishing my sister a very happy birthday today. And also, I feel like I can sort of participate a little bit more in St. Patrick's Day this year. I took one of those DNA tests a while back, and it turns out I do have some Irish DNA. It's not a ton, but it was actually kind of surprising. I actually didn't believe it at first, so I went through another company and had another DNA analysis done to trace back my genealogy, and sure enough, it came up again. So with that little bit of Irish blood in me, you know what? I can actually celebrate and feel like I'm really a part of it. All right, that's enough of that. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. This is Matt from Alexandria. I really enjoyed your post from Tuesday, October 11th about keeping it simple with just four exercises targeting four main muscle groups. My question is, how many sets of each exercise should we be looking to do and how many reps of each? Obviously, some of that might depend on weight and, I guess, experience, but just ideas on the number of, I guess, sets more or less is what I'm getting at. And then to follow that up, is it best to do, you know, all sets of one exercise first and then move to the next one? Or could I do a set on the bench, a set of squats, a set of deadlifts, and a set of shoulders, and then go back through and do that, you know, two or three times, depending on what the workout was calling for. So any advice you can give on that would be much appreciated. I love the show. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for your question, Matt, and for your kind words. I realize that you asked me this question a while back, and I hope you're still listening to the show. Well, that actually reminds me. I should mention that if you've asked me a question and you haven't heard me respond to it yet, don't lose hope. Sometimes I answer a specific question because it's something that's really relevant based on current trends, or maybe it's because it's similar to a question one of my students recently asked me, so it's fresh in my mind, or maybe it's something I've been meaning to research myself. So the question gives me the opportunity to do just that. But please know that I do listen to every question my listeners send me, and chances are I will get around to answering you. Okay, so back to Matt's original question. The simple answer is that it depends. What I mean by that is the order of your sets depends on your goals and what you've been doing in the gym lately. I will tell you that I incorporate both of the methods you described in your original question. For example, some days I will perform one set of each exercise, then go back up to the top and repeat. Okay, so let me give you an example. Let's say for today's workout, I wanted to perform squats, push-ups, and pull-ups. One way to include these exercises would be to do one set of 8 squats, then move on to one set of 25 push-ups, then one set of 12 pull-ups. So once I completed the last exercise, the 12 pull-ups, I would go back to the beginning and perform another set of 8 squats, then back to the push-ups, and then finally the pull-ups again. You could repeat this cycle until you've reached the number of sets or reps you hope to achieve, or you could set a timer and tell yourself that you're going to perform as many rounds as possible in, let's say, 10 minutes. Another way to incorporate these same exercises, but in a different way, would be to do the following. Perform 50 squats. You could do this by doing 5 sets of 10 reps, or 10 sets of 5 reps, or do all 50 as fast as you can in one set. I would really only recommend this if you're performing squats using just your body weight only, with no bar, no extra weight. That would be the safest way to do those quickly. But basically, any combination you see fit would work. Once you reach your goal reps or sets, you're done with that exercise for the day. You would then move on to the next exercise, push-ups, using this example. You would perform however many reps and sets you set out to do, then you'd be done with push-ups for the day, and then move on to pull-ups. Once you were done with your pull-ups, you would then cool down, stretch, and you'd be done for the day. Now, personally, what I like to do is incorporate both of these styles in my workouts. So some days I use the first example, other days I use the second example. What I like about this is it forces your muscles to adapt in different ways, which is important for their growth. The American College of Sports Medicine actually created some strength training guidelines. I created a chart to represent their guidelines, and we'll be sure it's posted on our website, oldpodcast.com too, but I will list them here for you. If your goal is to build strength fast, aim for only 3 to 5 reps per set. This means that the weight should be heavy enough so you can only lift it 5 times maximum. On the other hand, it shouldn't be so heavy that you can only lift it 1 time. If you're not very experienced, trying to lift a heavy weight only 1 time, what we often refer to as your 1 rep max, can lead to injury. Now, you can perform multiple sets of this same exercise with your goal of 3 to 5 reps per set. Just know that when you lift heavy like this, you need a longer break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So, in between each set, rest those muscles for 2 to 3 minutes. If your goal is to build strength and get that kind of Greek statue look at the same time, your goal should be 8 to 12 reps per set. So here, the weight isn't going to be too heavy, but just heavy enough so you can only lift it between 8 and 12 times. Again, you can perform multiple sets here as well. Because the weight you're lifting is not as heavy, your rest period can be between 1 to 2 minutes. But if you want to incorporate more of a cardio workout along with your strength training, cut that rest period down to 30 to 45 seconds. I would only recommend doing this, though, for those who have been working out for a while. If you want to build more muscular endurance, meaning you want to be able to perform lots of repetitions or get better at holding yoga poses for a while, the goal would be to lift a weight 12 to 15 times per set. So here the weight will be even lighter, but you'll still feel pretty white because you're performing so many repetitions. Usually 1 to 2 sets of high rep training will leave you feeling pretty fatigued. Sometimes these high rep exercises feel almost like you're getting in a cardio workout. The rest period between sets here can also be in the 30 to 45 second range. Now, before you dismiss this idea of lifting lighter weights for higher reps, know that this kind of training is still important because it helps recruit other muscle fibers, which will still help improve your strength. We have studies to show this, and I have found this to be true in my own personal experience. In fact, when I was younger, I never wanted to work with lighter weights. My goal was to get strong and look ripped. But I eventually discovered that tossing in some high rep, lighter weight exercises actually helped increase my strength and helped me get that toned look. And in general, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that you incorporate compound movements and start with the larger muscle groups first, then move on to isolation exercises. So for example, if you were going to go in for a total body workout, meaning you're going to try and hit all of the major muscle groups at your trip to the gym today, what they would recommend is you start with the larger muscle groups first, like your legs, your back, and your chest. And then eventually you move on to your biceps and your triceps, some of the smaller muscle groups. Now again, if it was difficult trying to visualize all of this information since I threw so many numbers at you, I'll put a chart on oldpodcast.com to help you navigate through these recommendations. I'm a very visual person, and so I'm way more likely to remember something when I see it as opposed to hearing someone talk about it. So if that's you, I completely get it. Definitely come by our website and there'll be a chart there for you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Matt. You're going to be entered into a raffle every month to win a book from us. Now, if you want to send in your own question and basically get a consultation for free, it's really easy to do. Just come by our website, oldpodcast.com, and look for the bar along the side of the page that says, Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a message straight from your computer's microphone or from a phone if you use our app. You can do multiple takes, and once you're happy with it, you submit it to us. It's really easy. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So either that or visit oldpodcast.com, send in your question, and you'll be in small special raffles to win books from us. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sending in your questions. Remember, I listen to every single one of them. Again, wishing my sister a very happy birthday. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.